Right, let's take a last look at your sport this morning. In some cricket, South African under-19 season campaigner Karabo Miso is quite confident going into their Junior T20 World Cup final against India in Malaysia tomorrow.
A cricket game, but there's a name on that cricket game, which is a final. I think we'll just take one ball at a time and just play our best, and also for our country.
The Baby Frotiers beat Australia by 5 wickets in the first semi-final after Ashley van Wyk took 4 wickets to help secure their place in the decider. Now, the Aussies were limited to 105 for 8, whereafter Gemma Buerta top scored for South Africa with 37 and they reached the target with 11 balls to spare. In the second semi-final, India first limited England to 113 for 8 and then cruised to a 9-wicket victory within 15 overs. Tomorrow's final between South Africa and India kicks off at 8:30 tomorrow morning. Staying with cricket, it's pride at stake for Durban Super Giants when they play their final Betway SA20 match against Joburg Super Kings at the Wanderers tonight. Now, the team, which reached the final last year, couldn't survive the group phase this year after winning only one out of their 8 matches. Joburg is still in the playoff zone, winning 4 games while 1 was undecided. The clash between Joburg Super Kings and Durban Super Giants gets underway at 5:30. And then in some football quickly in Johannesburg, a big match on the cards. It's the Soweto Derby at Soccer City between Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates, which gets underway at 3:30. More PSL action. AmaZulu battle a Stellenbosch FC at 8 o'clock tonight. And then Liverpool could end the day with a 9-point advantage at the top of the Premier League. To do so, they'd need to beat a Bournemouth side who are on a club record of 11 matches unbeaten in the top flight. That match kicks off tonight at 5 o'clock. And then in some rugby, Scotland boss Gregor Townsend believes they're coming up against the best Italian rugby side ever when they host them at Murrayfield in the Six Nations this afternoon. They were beaten by the Azzurri in Rome last year. Natanzen says his team will have to hit the ground running if they to get the victory.
They play a brand of rugby which is, you can call it intelligent, you can call it pragmatic, but it's very structured, but also they have the individual talent and the ambition to move the ball wide too. So yeah, we're expecting a top quality opposition like we'll get throughout this championship.
Scotland haven't won the title since 1999. That's all from me for the East Coast Radio Sports Team. I'm Faida Crouch.